God will always bless His Word. God will always watch after His children. But I want you to know that God goes beyond that. He goes beyond the door of the church. He goes to the heart of a nation. You will find Christ, our Savior, right in the middle of all the messes of life. We, for generations, we being the church, we have sort of backed away and not paid any attention to what is truly happening in the world outside the doors of the church. Some of the problems have been because Christians can get along with one another. The disruption, disunity within the body of Christ that ought never to be, my friends. So right now, you and I, in the 21st century, we must look from our heart, look to the truth as God's church, all of us united Christians together. We are the church representing Jesus Christ till He returns. But there are three major questions you and I as the church need to be answering so that we can not only look to the heart of who Christ is, but see where we are in Christ. What are we doing in God's house? We come together here to worship, we say. What do we do after we worship? If I am only to come and I'm only to pray and I'm only to feel good as I realize that God's Holy Spirit is upon me, upon you, and then when I walk out the door, you know, the feeling's gone. Well, that's a fake feeling. Christ says, I will never leave you. I will never, ever forsake you. And then He says, do you believe this? Christ has always asked the church, do you believe this? In our study of the seven churches of Asia Minor, you will find in the book of Revelation, we find at a church door, Jesus says, I'm knocking. I'm knocking. Won't you let me come in? And I remind you again, He's at the church, the building that carries His name. And He's saying, won't you let me come back in? I'm standing at the door knocking. Can you not hear me? Do you not hear me? Do you want to hear me? For I will touch your life like no other. I will always be a friend and a brother. I love you like you are. My protection will surround you no matter where. Are you with me? The three major questions. Question number one. What evils have we done, we being the church? From Old Testament to New, Christ speaks. The same Christ of the new is the same Christ of the old, we call it. And from the beginning, it is God who has allowed His Spirit to touch the heart of the prophets. And that heart of the prophet Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. God says, Jeremiah, I'm going to speak this word through you. I want you to warn my people. Jeremiah 2, verse 13. God says, my people have done two evil things. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and they have dug for themselves cracked cisterns that can hold no water at all. God said, warn them. They're changing the doctrine of the church. They're bringing in the world, and the world is taking control. Warn them of those two great evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water. People say, well, at Ponce de Leon, I want the fountain of life. Jesus said, I'll give you a fountain of eternal life. I'll give you the living water. That is the life. I will give you me. I will indwell you. I will bless you. I'll be with you in times of doubt. I'll be with you when you're in the ditch. And I'll be the one that'll get you out. For I am the God Almighty, and my own children have forsaken me. What did they do? Jeremiah said, you have pushed away the word of the living God and dug for yourselves cisterns to hold water, but they're cracked and can hold no water at all. We reject the living water of Almighty God for eternity. We want to do it our way. You tell them, Jeremiah, I love them. And Jeremiah, for around 28 years, preached and preached and cried and cried, and not one turned away from their wickedness. Not one. He says, here's the warning that Almighty God gives all of us. Preachers, teachers, all of us. As Christians, we make the body of Christ is called the church, His church. So how dare we commit two great evils? That we have forsaken God's word in God's house so we could recreate God in our own image. Wrong direction, folks. And the warning had been going since the beginning of the age. Adam and Eve, what did he say? Well, how did you know you were naked? Through all the prophets, God would warn and say, I see the evil that is within you. I offer you my son. God has offered his son before the beginning of time, as we know, before the age. He said, this is the only way. Battle after battle after battle. He said, this is your sin. The next question I want us to answer. What good should we do? Or what good should we be doing? Is it, oh, I'm a Christian. I come to church all the time. I tithe, I give, I pray. Oh, get over yourself. I want you to think about something. It's not about me, and it's not about you. It's about a world out there that does not know Jesus as Lord and Savior. And we Christians have been so blessed by Almighty God that God said, I'm choosing you to represent my Son, the Son of the living God. And he said, oh, by the way, what I've called you to do, I will see to it you have the ability to do. And knowing you as a human being, Larry Vance, I will complete my task through you. Because you're going to mess it up. I admit that. I understand that. But you see, we as a church, I want you to pay attention to what the good is. Out of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 15. Here's what we're supposed to be doing. Go out into the world corrupted. A breath of fresh air in this squalled and polluted society. Squall, evil, vile, smelly, horrible society. Provide people with a glimpse of good living. And folks, all we got to come up with is just a little glimpse. Surely we can come up with that. With a glimpse of good living and of the living God. Carry, listen to it, carry the light-giving message into the night, into the darkness, into the blackness of the world. Because their lights have been shut off. Not because the bill had not been paid, but because they've refused to accept the graceful love of Almighty God, who has said to you, whosoever will, let him come. The bill has been paid. My son gave it all on the cross for you and you and you and you. Therefore, you're debt free. And I will always be with you. The times that you and I attempt to walk away from the Word of God are our responsibility to God. And all those situations, He's never walked away from us. If we are unfaithful, He remains faithful. If we are unwilling, He remains willing. When the world pulls us down, it is He who lifts us up. You see, the world cannot pull me or you into that other darkness, because Jesus is the light. He's not worried about the batteries running down. The glory of God is so bright, no human can stand in the presence. Do you think that we could be caught up in such darkness of the world that Jesus can't find us? You need to pay a little attention to what's coming up, Easter. Jesus, they put him in that tomb and they sealed the tomb up. Can you imagine people say, "Oh, there's darkness in there. No one can see." They weren't in there with Jesus. Because Jesus was taking care of the Father's business. And He happens to be the light of the world. That was one lit up tomb. For Jesus conquered death right there. Right at the exact proper moment, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit had decided from the beginning it shall be. But He says, church, here's what you ought to be doing. Don't hide from the world. Oh, I don't want my kids getting around the world. Really? What are you going to do to them when they turn 18 and you open that door and you have given them no training and all of a sudden you push them out the door? That's not as easy as you think it might be, parents. You know why? Because you love them. See, love goes beyond any kind of common sense. My whole life I have wondered why anyone would love me. It's just the idea of you and I, as human beings, flawing as we are, God saying, "I love you." And then we fall on our face in that ditch of life. Well, guess what? Jesus gets in the ditch. He turns His light on in my heart, in your heart. And He said, "Are you tired of feeling sorry for yourself? Are you tired of saying, 'I can't, I can't, I can't'? Now get out of this ditch and get about my business." That's what He's saying to the church. You see, Jesus came. Church, hear His word well. He's coming again. And when He comes, He's coming as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He left as a servant. He's coming back glorious above all else. And the whole universe, the whole of creation, are going to know when Jesus gets here. And think, why is he coming back? The scripture says he's coming back for his church. He's coming back for me. He's coming back for you. As an individual, I am a born-again believer in Jesus Christ. I am a Christian. But only when we are united together can we be the church of Almighty God, the body of Jesus Christ, only through unity. And the Lord warns us, be careful. Don't be afraid of going out into that dark, polluted society. I'm giving you that task, that ministry. When I give you that calling, you get outside those doors and you lead them in. But Lord, how do I do it? Do I tie them up? Get somebody to arrest them? That don't work. How about God's way? Go into the world uncorrupted, a breath of fresh air. How long has it been since you've been a breath of fresh air to somebody? Oh gosh, are they nagging on that again? I'm talking about the men. Squalid and polluted society. Provide people with a glimpse of good living. You know how to give somebody a glimpse of good living? Express love to them. Express forgiveness to them. Express understanding of God, because you're not going to understand them. God understands your situation, but you're driving me nuts. See, that's what our mission as a church is. Give them a glimpse. Carry the light-giving message into the night. You've been reading that light-giving message every Sunday in 2017. John 3:16. You don't have to remember anything else. Forget the rest of it. You walk out with the light of the living God. You'll find it in John 3:16. For God so loved that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the light. That's the power. Our light can only shine when we allow Jesus to be that power within us. You know, I want to tell you all a big secret that's been kept, evidently, from too many pulpits. What about getting a key to the church? Maybe that'll do it. Hey, preacher, what about a key to the church? Here's the key to the church. Use the church key. Know what it is? Trusting Jesus. Faith. You want a church key? It is Christ whose church you're setting in. It is his body whom we represent. John 16:33. Jesus is speaking here. Pay attention to it. By trusting me, Jesus says, you will be unshakable and assured, deeply at peace. I have people and I have my whole ministry. All I want to preach up is some peace, peace of mind, peace in the world. You won't find it in the world. In the world, you'll see no peace from the world. But listen, trusting me, you will be unshakable and assured, deeply at peace. Where? In this godless world, you will continue to experience difficulties. Any of you don't have any difficulties? But take heart, I've conquered the world. It's the church key, Jesus. It's Jesus' church, and he says, you want a key, Larry? Trust me. By faith, you can unlock the door, because I will give you the peace that surpasses all understanding. The world will not be able to understand what a little peace you have. What's that Christian smiling about? Doesn't he know that there really isn't a God? You know what the problem is? They haven't met Jesus. So they are torn all to pieces. Well, I don't know what to do. So the only thing I can do, I'll go to the bar tonight and I'll just, you know, drink away my worries and problems. You got to wake up, folks, sometime. And for those who do that, tell me, how many of the problems and the worries disappeared while you were in your drunken stupor? How many pills does it take to kill the pain of life? You're taking the wrong pill. The pill is not a pill at all. It's in liquid form. It's called the water of life, the blessed water, the sanctified water. And his name is Jesus. Don't forget that name. For it is the only name that you're allowed to use as soon as you darken the door of death that the world sees. When you know Jesus, they see the darkness that you're walking into. You see the light of who Jesus is. When God says he went out and opened the door, actually the scripture says God rolled back the stone. God created all the stones. Everything that exists, God created. Don't be foolish, humans. Don't think that you can lock a door where Jesus can't see. Only thing you do when you lock that door is lock door to the only peace that is real. When you lock Jesus out of the church, you've locked out the hope of the world. You bring in, he says through Jeremiah, you bring in false doctrine. That's what it means by forsaking God. False doctrine. Well, I know what the Bible says, but I think we can fudge a little bit on that one. God does not make fudge, and he doesn't fudge on anything. Jesus is the way, he is the truth, and he happens to be the light and the life. He said so. And as church, we better start looking at our own actions and get about our Father's business. Because the church has been called to account and God is weighing. Have we been weighed in the balance and found lacking? I can't clean my act up. You can't clean your act up. The only way the peace that surpasses all understanding will come is when you say yes to Jesus. Jesus is the one that's always been the deliverer. And you know, it don't get any better than that. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Jesus. Praise your name, Heavenly Father, for your love, for your truth, and Father, for your understanding. We truly, Father, ask a blessing upon each family, upon all of our listeners. And Father, I ask that your protection will be upon each one. Father, as your children go out from the houses set aside for us to worship together, I pray, Father, that you will bless them with the wisdom of knowing that you are with them and the bright day has already arrived. The good news must be told, and your children have that good news in our possession. We ask your blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen.